哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hello, your name, Lord Jesus Christ, and peace be with you all.
今天晚上跟大家一起学习的题目是在这谷中满处挖沟。
And this topic for mutual encouragement for tonight is make this valley full of ditches.
我们会引用旧约列王记下第三章一段故事作为互相的勉励。
And we'll use the Old Testament Second Chronicles Chapter 3 as an encouragement.
这个故事是讲到有关于两个王，他们遇到困难的时候，他们做一个怎么的处理。
And this is about, this in chapter 3 is about when two kings, they face problem and what they use as a resolution.
我们作为神的儿女，在世上生活也会遇到困难。
And as children of God, in this world where we're living now, we will also face troubles.
但是遇到困难的时候的态度应该是怎么样呢？
But what are the attitudes that we need to have in order when we are facing of these problems?
是值得我们查考的。
And this is something that we should examine and learn.
这个山谷。
Sorry, 2 Kings chapter 3.
这个山谷啊，看起来非常的壮观。
And this valley, as we can see here, it looks very magnificent and great.
我们首先请来打开列王记下的第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 3.
第一节到第三节。
2 Kings chapter 3 verse 1-3. Joram, son of Ahab, became king of Israel and Samaria in the 18th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and he reigned for 12 years. Verse 2. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, but did not as his father and mother had done. He got rid of the sacred stone of Baal and his father had made. 3. Nevertheless, he clung to the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, which he had caused Israel to commit. He did not turn away from them.
这里首先要讲一些历史的背景。
Here I'd like to talk to you about some of the historical background.
以色列国在所罗门王死了之后就马上的分裂了。
And after King Solomon had died, the Israel was departed into two kingdoms.
因为所罗门拜偶像。
Because King Solomon had worshipped the idol.
所以神不喜欢。
And God did not like this.
所以在死了之后，国家就分裂。
And therefore, right after his death, the country has separated.
北朝称为以色列国。
And the north side is called Israel.
南朝称为犹大国。
And in the south side, it's called land of Judah.
这两个国家常常的打仗。
And these two countries, they often fought with one another.
北朝的皇呢，常常都很坏，很会拜偶像。
And in the north side, the king was very bad because he often will worship the idol.
南朝的国呢，国王有时候是比较好。
And sometimes the south side, the king is a little bit better than the north.
所以这里也告诉我们有两个国王。
So here it tells us there are two kings.
在北边那个呢叫做越南。
And in the north side, it's called
Joram. 这个皇很坏的，常常拜偶像，行神眼中看为恶的事。
And this king was really bad. He does many things that are considered evil in the eyes of God.
那么在南部那个呢，就比较好一点。
But in the north side, in the south side, it's a little bit better.
南部的王呢，叫做约沙法。
And the king of that is called Jehoshaphat.
那么两个王呢，他们遇到一起出去打仗就遇到困难了。
And now these two kings, when they're going out into war and fighting, they face this problem.
我们看第三章第九节。
Let's turn to chapter 3, verse 9.
三章第九节。
Chapter 3, verse 9. Verse 9. So the king of Israel sent out the king of Judah and the king of Edom. After a roundabout march of 7 days, the army had no more water for themselves or for the animals with them.
这里以色列王跟犹大王一起出去打仗。
Here, the king of Israel and the king of Judah, they went into a war together.
还加上另外一个王叫以东王，三个王一起出去。
And also another king, king of Edom, and three kings, they went out into battle.
这个可以说出师不利，一出去就遇到问题了。
And you can say this many unfortunate events have happened. Once they went out, this problem occurs.
就找不到水啊。
They realized that there were no more water for themselves.
在旷野的路啊，绕了七天。
And that they had been in the march for 7 days already.
没有水啊，人都开始渴了，动物也开始死了。
And at that time, men, the army began to grow tired, and also the animals started dying because of no water.
那我们要问一个问题，为什么这两个王会遇到这样的困难呢？
And then we need to ask ourselves this question, why is that these two kings that face a problem like so?
尤其是我们刚刚讲了，那个约沙法王啊，是比较好的，他是敬畏神的。
Especially the king Jehoshaphat that we just talked about, he is the better king. He is a king that worshiped God.
为什么敬畏神的王会遇到这种的困难呢？
Why is it that the king that worshiped the Lord will face problems as such?
我们看第四节到第七节就知道了。
Let's look at verse 4 to verse 7 and we'll know.
三章第四到七节。
Chapter 3, verse 4 to 7. Verse 4, Now Misha, king of Moab, raised sheep, and he had to supply the king of Israel with 100,000 lambs and with the wool of 100,000 rams, 5. But after Ahab died, the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel, 6. So at this time, King Joram set out from Samaria and mobilized all Israel, 7. He also sent out this message to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, The king of Moab has rebelled against me. Will you go with me to fight against Moab? I will go with you, he replied. I am as you are, my people as your people, my horses as your horses.
这个以色列王啊，越南就跑去，就派使者啊，跟那个犹大王约沙法讲啊。
Here, king of Judah sent out messenger
king Israel.
To tell. King of Israel sent out messenger to tell king of Judah.Jehoshaphat this.
他说那个摩亚王啊，以前每年都进贡给我的，现在他背叛我了，你可不可以陪我一起打仗？
And he says, the king of Moab, every year he will offer me gifts, but this year he has gone against me and rebelled against me. Are you willing to go out to fight for me?
南朝跟北朝啊，他们信仰不一样。
And in the north and the south, they have different beliefs.
理念不一样。
They have different concepts.
虽然是同种族以色列人。
And even though they're all of Israelite people.
但是信的神也不一样。
But the God that they believe in were different.
北朝是拜偶像的，做坏事的。
And in the north side, they were doing the bad things. They were worshipping idols.
南朝约瑟法是敬畏神的。
But in the south side, they worshipped the Lord.
他们以前也常常打仗。
In the past, they often fought with one another.
结果现在北朝以色列王来跟约瑟法讲说，我们一起打仗好不好？
And now the king that's on the north comes to tell the king of the south, Jehoshaphat, that let's go out into war together.
结果这个敬畏神的约瑟法王呢，呆呆的这样就答应了。
And this king Jehoshaphat, foolishly, he agreed.
他竟然说啊，好，没问题，你的名就是我的名，你的马就是我的马。
King Jehoshaphat said, I will go with you. He replied, I am as you are. My people are your people. My horses as your horses.
他要答应去打仗了。
And he agreed to go into war.
因为他跟一个神所不喜欢的人一起去打仗。
And because of this, that he agreed to go into war with a person that God did not find favor in.
那个越南呢，是神所讨厌的王。
And King Joram was a king that God detested.
当然，神也不跟他们同在了。
And of course, God did not abide with them.
所以一出去，都还没打仗啊，就已经没有水了，快渴死了。
And that time, before even they start fighting, they went out on their journey, their march, they lack water.
这告诉我们一个很重要的观念，一个道理。
This teaches us a very important concept.
我们不要以为信神的人遇到困难了，什么都是神的试炼，什么都是神的旨意。
Sometimes we should not think that because of all the troubles and trials and the hardship that we're going through in life is all testings of God.
有一些问题啊，是自己找来的。
There's some things, and often these things are brought to us by ourselves.
圣经讲得很清楚。
The Bible tells us clearly.
原则告诉我们这样。
And in the past, they have taught us this.
信跟不信，原不相配。
That the belief and non-belief, they are not to be combined together.
他拜他的偶像，你拜真神，你怎么可以跟他一起去打仗呢？
And he worship idol, you worship the true God. How can you together go into war?
但是约沙法不理。
But here Jehoshaphat did not care.
也没有求问神。
And Jehoshaphat did not ask Lord.
就一出去自己就受苦了。
And right when he went out into this war, he already suffered.
如果不是神的保守。
If it was not the guidance and abidance of the Lord.
出去打仗回不来啊。
That they would not be able even to return from the battle.
所以不是什么困难啊，都一定是神把你放在试炼里面。
So we have to understand that it's not all the hardship we're facing in our life is because God is trying to test us.
有的时候啊，是自己找的这个麻烦。
Sometimes we brought this all upon ourselves.
不要什么都赖给神。
Don't always blame God.
我们看哥林多后书第六章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
第十四节到十六节
Verse 14 to verse 16
哥林多后书第六章十四到十六节。
Second Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 to 16. Verse 14. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what we do, righteousness and wickedness have in common. Or what fellowship can light and have with darkness? 15. What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? 16. What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. And God said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people.
保罗这段的教训我们常常会读到。
And the teaching of Paul here we often read about.
这里并不是说啊，我们基督徒信的主教不要跟外没有信的啊，不能做朋友，并不是这个意思。
It does not mean that once we become believers, that we should not even become friends with people that are Gentiles.
我们一样可以做朋友，一样可以做同事。
We can still be friends. We can be coworkers still.
但是当很亲密的关系要建立起来的时候
，But when you have this closeness of this relationship that you want to establish,
当一个作战的关系啊，一个共同的目标是要建立起来的时候
，When you're starting to face a common goal,
这个时候呢就不能乱配了。
At this time, you cannot mismatch yourself with the wrong person.
比如说婚姻，人生有一样的共同的目标。
For example, marriage, you need to have someone that has a common concept and goal with as you.
可以说是一个恩典，也是一个打仗。
You can also say that consider this as a blessing or consider it as a battle.
打输了，那没有办法进天国了。
If you fought the battle and you lost, then you cannot enter into heavenly kingdom.
如果这个时候配了一个没有信的。
And at this time, if you have matched yourself with an unbeliever,
自己就会很辛苦了。
Then it is indeed really hard for you.
所以啊，传道之士啊，他们常常用这个经节引用鼓励我们说，信与不信呢，原本不相配啊。
So the pastors and deacons will often encourage us that believers and unbelievers they are not to be put together.
不是可不可以的问题啊，是配不配的问题啊。
It's not about either yes you could do it or not, but it's about either they match or not.
所以啊，我们要。小心选择我们的对象。
And therefore, we need to be careful when we're choosing our other half.
那么，如果以朋友的角度来讲呢
？But in the perspective of a friend,
也是要很小心呢、啊。
We also need to be careful.
我们看箴言的第十八章二十四节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 18.
十八章二十四节。
Proverbs chapter 18 verse 24.
十八章二十四节。
Proverbs chapter 18 verse 24. 24. A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
一般人以为说，我相交啊，相是满天下就很好。
Some people think that it's good to make friends all over the world.
有人说，我黑白二道都有朋友。
Some people say, I am friends with the good and also the evil.
做起什么事来都很顺啊。
Indeed, it's very easy for me to get things done.
但是圣经告诉我们，朋友不用多啊。
But the Bible tells us we don't need to have a lot of friends.
你认识很多朋友，但是如果中间有一些会让你败坏的。
And even if you knew a lot of friends, but there's some friends that will make you deteriorate and corrupt.
会引起一个人的衰败。
Then it will corrupt you.
所以约瑟法是个好的王。
And therefore Jehoshaphat was a good king.
但是交了一个坏的朋友。
But he had made friends and become friends with a bad person.
跟坏的王一起去打仗。
And he had gone into war with a bad king.
自己就受苦了。
And therefore he would suffer.
所以啊，我们提出几点，我们要小心自己啊，到底喜欢交什么类型的朋友。
And therefore we need to be alert and ask ourselves what kind of friends do we like to befriend.
物以类聚。
You can say things of common tend to get together.
对对，医生的朋友很多都是医生。
Many doctors' friends are also doctors.
工程师的朋友很多是工程师。
And architect friends are also often architects.
毒品的那种黑社会的朋友都是黑社会。
And the people that are in mobs, and they're often or they're mob friends.
很自然的，为什么青少年会变坏呢？
And therefore, it's very easy why our youth will grow and turn against from the road of God.
最大的原因呢，就是交了坏的朋友。
The most important reason behind all this is because they have made bad friends.
一个人坏不起来啊，一个人怎么坏？一定有人叫你把你变坏吗？
How could a person become bad and become disobedient themselves? Of course, you need someone to teach you how to do that.
所以我们小心自己交什么朋友啊。
And therefore, we need to be very careful what kind of friends we have.
不单只是小孩子，中年人每一个年龄层都有朋友，都需要朋友。
Not only do we only talk about this for young people, but also middle age and also old people, we all need to have friends.
所以啊，我们要求主保守我们。
Therefore, we need to ask God to keep us and guide us.
不要像约瑟法这样交到不好的朋友，害了自己。
Don't be like Jehoshaphat, making the wrong friend, and therefore bring this burden upon himself.
那我们要想自己的这个灵性啊。
Therefore, we need to then think about our spirituality.
如果我们问问自己啊。
When we ask ourselves this,
我很喜欢教会里面的弟兄姐妹。
I really like the brothers and sisters in church.
很喜欢跟弟兄姐妹的教会里面的弟兄姐妹啊交往啊交谈做朋友。
And I really like being friends with the brothers and sisters in church. I like to communicate with them and I like to hang out with them.
很有话聊。
And there are a lot of things that we can talk about.
感谢主。
Thank the grace of the Lord.
你的灵性啊是安全的。
That your spirituality is safe.
如果你觉得我在教会里面。跟教会里面的人格格不入。
But if you feel that you don't fit in with the church crowd,
不太想跟教会的人打交道。
You don't feel that you want to even try your best to communicate or be friends with the people in church.
觉得最好的外面的朋友都在外面，没有信的。
And you think that your best friends are all Gentiles, they're non-believers.
这样我们就要小心了。
Then when you think about this, then you need to be really careful.
因为我们最亲的弟兄姐妹之间，如果没有情谊，反而最好的朋友可能是在外面的。如果外面没有给我们一个属灵的正确的一个引导的话，我们就会走差了。
And if your good friends are not in church, but instead they're outside of church, and they do not give you a right spiritual guidance, then you will stray away from the road.
那么世界的朋友跟教会里面的弟兄姐妹有什么不一样呢？
Then what is the difference between friends of the outside world and friends of the brothers and sisters in church?
你要问问了，是什么东西啊，把你跟外面的朋友连在一起的？
Then you need to ask yourself, what are the ties that connect you and your friends from outside?
我们刚刚读回来，《列王记下》的第三章有读过。
And let's turn back to 2 Kings chapter 3.
是什么东西啊，把以色列王跟犹大王连在一起呢？
What was it that connected these two kings, King of Israel and King of Judah?
只有一个字
Just one thing
就是利益
利益
Benefit、Interest
Interest and benefit
你看第四节说摩亚王啊每年都应该要进贡100,000只羊羔给以色列王了
Here we can see King of Moab Every year he had to give hundreds of thousands of lambs to the king of Israel
现在他们不给了
And now the king of Moab no longer wanted to give
以色列王就打他了
And therefore king of Israel wanted to go into war against them
那为什么以色列王要去找犹大去打
Why is it the king of Israel wanted to go find king of Judah to go with him to fight?
很简单嘛，自己打不过嘛，或者是没有把握嘛，就叫帮手嘛。
Of course, it's very easy. He did not have enough faith, or he did not think that he will win the war. Therefore, he wanted a helper.
那我用想一想都知道，如果犹大王答应一起去打了，一定是有好处啊，不可能白白出兵嘛。
Of course, when you think about this in another perspective, that. If King of Judah agreed to go into war, there must be some benefit that he could have gotten out of this war.
所以世界很可怕。
So this world indeed is terrifying.
利益啊，可以让两个最大的敌人呢，成为一同出兵的好朋友。
Benefits that you can receive can let two enemies unite as one.
但是利益啊，也可以让两个最好的朋友变成敌人。
And also benefits for yourself can also cause your best friend and you to depart.
很可怕。
And this indeed is terrifying.
外面的朋友啊，都是有利益关系的。
And therefore, the friends that you have outside, they all have benefits that they want to gain.
有些商业上的朋友都是有利益关系。
Either friends, business friends.
说难听一点，没有利益谁当你朋友？
And if you say of this in a term that is more truthful, if you didn't, they did not get any benefits from you, why would they want to be your friend?
但是教会里面就不一样。
But in the church, it's different.
为什么我们是弟兄姐妹?
Why are we brothers and sisters?
主的宝血洗净我们啊。
It's because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has all washed us.
所以我们要彼此相爱。
Therefore, we need to love one another.
我们之间没有利益关系。
We don't have any ties of benefits with one another.
也不应该有利益关系啊。
And we should not have these ties of benefits.
如果一有利益关系了
Once at the beginning, at the point when you start to have these ties of benefits,
弟兄姐妹之间很多问题出来。
Then there will be many problems between brothers and sisters.
不单纯了。
Then it's not pure anymore.
所以我们要保持单纯的关系。
So we need to keep ourselves pure with this relationship of brothers and sisters.
外面的朋友们，问了商业的，可能都是很有利益的，才把朋友们连在一起。
And of course, your business friends that you have outside, then of course it must be because of some benefits that you guys are tied together.
主内的就不一样。
But in the church, in God, us, we're different.
所以第八节啊。
So in verse 8 tells us, verse 8, by what route shall we attack? He asked. Through the desert of Edom, he answered.
这里啊, 约兰王啊, 好问不问, 就问以色列王, 我们要从哪一条路去打比较好?
And therefore King Joram asked King Jehoshaphat, what route shall we attack?
约兰是敬畏神的人。
约兰。 Jehoshaphat was a king that worshipped the Lord.
但是他竟然去问一个不敬畏神不好像的人，我们要走哪一条路？
But King Jehoshaphat actually asked Joram, what road shall we take for the attack?
当然就给他点错路了。
And of course, King Joram had decided the wrong way.
所以我刚刚讲了，为什么如果我们教会里面没有朋友，没有亲近的弟兄姐妹的话，是很危险的事。
And therefore, just like as what I talked about, if you don't have a good friend that's in church, this is why it's very dangerous.
那么教会里面弟兄姐妹有信仰的背景，有神的道理在他心里面。
Because brothers and sisters in church, they have the background of the same belief as you.
他会给你中肯的，按照道理的一些指导。
They will give you advice that is truthful and faithful to the truth.
如果你是外面只是找朋友，告诉你重要的事情的话。
If you're asking advice from a friend that's outside of church,
比如说你婚姻不美满,
for example, your marriage is not very successful and happy,
教会里面没有朋友,
and that you don't have friends in the church,
也不想跟教会的人讲,
you don't even want to talk to this with the people in church,
你跟外面没有心神的, 但是最好的朋友, best friend来讲,
and therefore you would go out and ask your friend for advice, your best friend,
你告诉他, 哇, 我婚姻不美满,
and you go and tell your friend that my marriage is not going smoothly,
他会告诉你,
what will your friend tell you?
这种男人啊, 你还要?
Then your friend will tell you, this kind of man, why are you still with him?
菜市场找一圈,
you can go and have a walk around the market and you can find any guy anywhere
that's better than him.
Just divorce him quickly. You're still young. You have a lot of chances ahead of you.
听起来很好啊。
It sounds as if it's very correct.
但是不合乎道理啊。
But it's not according to the truth.
我们弟兄要去做生意。
And now our brothers, they go out onto business.
问外面的朋友,
they ask their friends from outside of church.
外面的人说, 有钱, 当然要赚了。
And the friends from outside of church, they'll say, of course, we even want to make some money on the gas that we spend.
只要不是非法的, 为什么不可以做?
As long as it's not against the law, what can't we do?
但是我们信徒, 除了合不合法之外, 还有道德, 还有神那一关, 也不能过得去啊。
But other than just being against the law or not against the law, for our Christians, we have our morals and also the truth and the teachings of the Lord that we must go by.
真的，所以我们要在主里面找到好朋友，可以谈论信仰生活的事情。
And therefore, indeed, we need to find a good friend that's within the church so we may talk about our spirituality and our belief.
但是约沙法没有这样做，就被害了。
And here we can see Jehoshaphat did not do so, and therefore he was harmed.
所以第九节这里说啊，他们那出去就迷路了，就绕行了七天，又找不到水。
And verse 9 there tells us when they went out on their march, they marched for 7 days, and they did not find any water.
有时候人生啊，我们想一想。
Sometimes when we think about our life.
有时候我们如果离开了主啊。
We think about when we depart from the Lord.
可能也不是完全离开，只是跟主离得很远。
We can't say that we have fully departed from the Lord, but maybe it's just that you have departed for some distance.
你可能很努力,
and even though you're trying really hard,
跑了很多的路,
you've ran for a lot parts of this road.
但是啊, 可能是在浪费时间啊, 来绕行啊, 得到的不多。
And you think that you have run, but it might be so that you're just marching and on, but you cannot find anything.
所有的体力都浪费掉了，到最后。 好像还是空的。
You've wasted all your energy to a point and that you gain nothing in return.
就是像这两个王这样。
It's just like these two kings here.
到最后啊，很口渴，没有水啊，命都快没有了。
Until the end that they had no water, they were so thirsty that they almost lost their lives.
那我们来讲讲面对困难时候的态度。
And let's talk about and learn about what are some of the attitudes that we must have when we face problems and difficulties.
每一个人呢, 面对困难都有不同的态度了。
Everyone have different approach in facing difficulties.
但是当你面对困难的时候的态度呢, 可以表现出你跟神的关系。
But this approach and this attitude that you have that you face a problem with can show what is the relationship that you have with God.
也会决定了你是否得到神的福气。
And it also decides either or not you will receive the blessing of the Lord.
我们先讲这个不敬畏神的拜偶像的约兰。
Let's first talk about Joram, the king that did not worship the Lord and did not rely on the Lord.
我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10. Verse 10. What, he exclaimed, the king of Israel, has the Lord called us three kings together only to hand us over to Moab?
约兰的态度就是埋怨神。
Here we can see all Joram does is to murmur against God.
很奇怪，约兰这个王本来就不敬拜神的。
But indeed, in the beginning, he already did not worship the Lord.
他也没有求问过神。
And he did not ask for God's permission.
他是拜偶像的。
He was an idol worshiper.
有问题的时候呢，就会把问题丢给神了。
But right at the time when he had problem, he would throw his problems to God.
他说：“哎，哀哉啦！耶和华真是把我们三个王交在这边，要把我们交在敌人的手中啊。”
And he says, "What has the Lord called us three kings together, only to hand us over to Moab?"
我们可能看这个人王觉得很好笑。
We might see this king as a very funny person.
但是呢，其实如果不小心的话，这个是我们很容易犯的过错误啊。
But if we're not careful, this is a very easy mistake that we will make.
好了，遇到不顺利的时候。
At times of suffering and difficulty.
为什么神有时候让他们找不到水？
Why is it that God will let them not find the source of water?
是不是让他们想一想你们所做的是对吗？
It is because God wants them to think about what you are doing right now, is it correct?
神想一个人去检讨一下自己。
God wants them to think about what they have done and to reflect upon themselves.
最好的方法就是让你不顺利。
And the best way for you to reflect upon yourselves, then it's for you to go into difficulties and sufferings.
顺利的时候谁会检讨自己啊？
In good times, who will think and reflect about what's bad about themselves?
不顺利的时候想说哎呀为什么会这样。
Only during sufferings and bad times that you will start to ask yourself and to think about why are you in such a situation?
有什么可以改进的?
What are some things that you can change?
但是约兰呢,没有检讨自己,反而检讨神。
But Joram not only did not reflect upon his mistakes, but he also rebuked and he also murmured against God.
所以看出来是完全没有信心的。
So we can see here he had absolutely no faith.
所以今天我们的祷告是否在检讨神,质问神呢?
So our prayer today, are we asking and questioning God?
如果是的话,我们的祷告也是没有用的。
And for only merely questioning God, then our prayers are not very powerful.
但是另外一种态度呢?
But what is the attitude that we should instead have?
第十一节。
Verse 11, But Jehoshaphat asks, Is there no proper prophet of the Lord here, that we may inquire of the Lord through him? An offer of the king of Israel answered, Elijah son of Shaphat is here. She used to pour water on the hands of Elijah. Here we can see Jehoshaphat faced the same problem with a different attitude.
他不会埋怨说,哎呀,对呀,为什么神不保佑我们呢?
He did not murmur against God and asked why did not God help them succeed.
他问,这里到底有没有耶和华的先知在这边呢?
But instead he asked, is there no prophet of the Lord here?
如果有的话,我们应该可以去问他一下。
And there's a prophet that we may inquire of the Lord through him.
我们请看哥林多前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
第二章第十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 10.
哥林多前书二章第十节到十一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 10 to 11.Verse 10, But God has revealed to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. 11, For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the God Spirit within him? The same way no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God.
就是说圣灵会参透万事。
Here it tells us the Spirit will reveal us many things.
深奥的事都已经参透了。
Even the profound things, the deep things has been... shown to us.
为什么先知叫做先知?
Why are prophets called prophets?
先知就是比人先知道一件事情啊，才是先知啊。
Because prophets can prophesy, they can foresee what is ahead.
不是他自己很厉害。
It's not because that they are so great and powerful.
而是因为他常常灵修。
But instead, it's because that they spiritually cultivate themselves often.
圣灵很充满。
They're filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以啊，神借着他告诉别人应该要做的事情。
So through God, through these prophets, will manifest His work.
所以还好，约沙法记得说，在十字路口，在走不出来的时候，要去找先知。
So here Jehoshaphat, good thing that he still remembers on the crossroad of life in times of difficulties, he needs to go in search of the prophet.
今天我们也是一样。
Today is the same for us.
我们遇到问题的时候,
when we face problems,
我们也要去找先知。
We need to go and search for that prophet.
怎么找先知?
How do we go out to seek for this prophet?
当然教会里面有长老, 只是, 传道人, 可以借着圣经的话语给我们勉励。
And in church, there is deacons and elders and preachers through the words of God that they may encourage you.
更重要的, 今天我们有圣灵。
But what is even more important is that we have the Holy Spirit abiding.
有神的话语。
We have the words of God.
我们这是祷告, 这是神的话语。
And through prayer and through the words of God,
我们应该可以知道别人不知道的,
then we should be able to know what others do not know.
我们应该可以知道自己要怎么做。
We should be able to know what is it that we must do.
所以约沙法叫这个正确的态度, 要求问神啊。
So Jehoshaphat had to correct a concept of needing to pursue and ask the Lord,
而不是去埋怨神。
Instead, not to murmur against the Lord.
我们再来看以利沙的表现是怎么样。
Let's see what does Elijah do here.
第13节。
Verse 13, Elijah said to the king of Israel, What do you have to do with each other? Go to the prophet of your father and the prophet of your mother.
到15节。
No, the king of Israel answered because it was the Lord who called us three kings together to hand us over to Moab. 14, Elijah said, As surely as the Lord Almighty lives, whom I serve, if I did not have respect for the presence of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, I would not look at you or even notice you.
因为约瑟法要找先知啊，他都找到了。
Here, Jehoshaphat, because he wanted to find a prophet, he found one.
仆人告诉他说，在附近有一位先知叫以利沙，他以前是跟以利亚的。
And his servant had told him that there's a prophet Elijah. He used to be a follower of Elijah.
我觉得这一点很宝贵啊。I
think this point is very precious.
你要找先知，一定找得到。
That if you want to find a prophet, you will find.
你要寻找神，神一定让你找到。
If you seek for the Lord, you will find the Lord.
所以说讲过啊，你寻求就会寻见。
That Jesus Christ has told us, seek and you will find.
你靠门就给你开门。
Knock and it will be answered.
你要找先知，一定有先知给你找到的。
That if you want to find the prophet, you will find one.
今天我们愿不愿意来踏出这一步？
But today it's just the question, either or not we're willing to take that step.
先知都出来了。
The prophet's here.
看到以色列王,
sees the king of Israel.
跟他讲, 我跟你有什么关系啊?
Says the king of Israel, what do we have to do with each other?
你去问你妈, 爸爸的先知, 你妈妈的先知吧。
Go to the prophet of your father and the prophet of your mother.
啊, 为什么以利沙那么生气?
Why is Elijah so mad?
因为这个越南王拜偶像, 把以色列国献在这里面。
Because King of Joram had worshipped the idol, and therefore he had made Israel gone into sin.
你平常拜偶像, 现在有困难的时候, 再找真神。
And he says, it's a concept as if you used to worship the idol, now you have a problem, you want to find the true God.
你是来利用我而已吧。
You're just only here merely to use me.
所以以利沙根本就不想理他。
So Elisha does not even want to speak to him.
哇, 以利沙真的是值得尊敬的神人。
Indeed, Elisha is a man that is a man of God that is should be deeply respected.
他不畏强权。
He did not only look at the status of a person.
不会说啊, 你是王啊, 管你是好的还是坏的啊, 就是对恭恭敬敬这样。他不会这样。
He would not only look at because he is king that he will treat him with honor.
以利沙, 我不管你什么地位。
Elisha, to him, he doesn't care what kind of status you have in the world.
如果你值得尊重的, 我会尊重你。
If you are to be respected, I will respect you.
如果你不值得尊重的, 就算你是王, 我都不理你。
If you're not to be respected, even if you're a king, I will not respect you.
所以以利沙说, 如果不是因为看在犹大王约沙法的份上, 我根本理都不理你啊。
So Elisha, if it was not king of Judah, because of king of Judah, that he would not even care or even speak to king of Israel.
不看人的情面。
He would not look at the feelings or the status of a person.
就因为这样神跟他同在。
And because of this, God's abidance was with Elisha.
好了，他们把问题告诉以利沙了。
And now that they have revealed the problem to Elisha,
那么怎么解决呢?
How do we solve this problem?
第十五节。
Verse 15. 15. But now bring me a harpist. While the harpist was playing, the hand of the Lord came upon Elisha.
第一个。 重点呢，以利沙都吩咐找一个弹琴的来。
And the first thing Elisha commanded is bring me a harpist.
这点很重要。
This point is very important.
以利沙没有说拿一个琴来我自己弹。
And Elisha did not say bring a harp and I will play.
不会弹嘛，不要装嘛。
Because he did not know how, and therefore he would not pretend he knew.
神给你说方言的、讲先知的这个恩赐，但是没有给你弹琴的恩赐。
And of course, God gives you the blessings, the talent of prophesizing, but did not give you the talents of playing a harp.
弹琴是另外人的工作，把另外一个人找来。
Because a harp is another job of a person, and therefore the harpist, and so he called on the harpist.
所以啊，先知并不是什么都会。
And therefore, it's not that a prophet would know how to do everything.
好了，找到了，来弹琴啊。
And now that he has found the harpist, he comes to play.
弹的时候，神的灵就降在以利沙身上。
And while the harpist was playing, the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah.
这一点很重要。
This point is very important.
灵跟音乐是有不可分开的关系的。
The spirit of the Lord and music cannot be departed from one another.
什么是音乐呢？
What is music?
音乐其实是灵魂的附身。
Music is actually another form of the spirit.
什么样的灵魂就会创作出什么样的音乐。
What kind of spirit will make what kind of music?
以前都伟大的圣人，伟大的音乐家。
In the past, there are great musicians.
像以前的巴克、韩德尔，他们灵魂都很圣洁，他们创作出很多敬虔的圣乐出来，听起来都觉得哇，好像那个心灵啊被洗干净这样啊。
Great composers of the past, because they have such pure hearts that they're able to compose such magnificent music that when we hear it, it cleanses and calms our hearts.
但是现在很多的流行音乐呢，那些 rock and roll 呢，他们说里面充满的是暴力、性还有愤恨，所以创作出来的 music 就会表现出这种情感出来。
But what about the music of today? The music of today, for example, rock and roll is full of violence.And sex, and also much more things that will defile.
甚至有一些歌词啊，是歌颂这个魔鬼，歌颂这个黑暗，歌颂这个罪的。
And even there's some lyrics that glorifies Satan and glorifies sins.
有一个青年，我常记得这个见证。
And there was a youth, and I always remember this testimony of the youth.
以前听那个黑胶唱片很大的哈。
In the past, they would listen to records.
很喜欢听那个rock and roll, 乐一路的这个摇滚音乐，这是rock and roll的。
And he loved to listen to rock and roll.
听很多啊。
And he listened to a lot of this rock and roll.
看很大声呢。
And he would turn up the music up to full blast.
哎，这个听啊，后来呢，发觉都不对劲了。
And he would listen and listen to this music to a point that he realized something was wrong.
听到后来好像有邪灵骚扰啊。
To a point that he kind of found out there is the evil spirit disrupting.
好像有一阵冷风啊，这样吹他。
Oftentimes there's this cold breeze that will blow upon him.
他知道，哎呀，这个音乐有问题啊。
It was then that he knew that this music there was some problems.
真的，如果我们常常听赞美诗，赞美诗的音乐虽然很简单，没有什么变化。
And if we often listen to the hymns, it's very simple and pure. There's not much big changes.
但是你心里面很平静，很舒服。
But you will realize that your heart will become so calm and so very comfortable.
这是歌词啊，也会感动你。
And also the lyrics will really touch you.
所以这也说弹琴的时候，神的灵就降下了。
And so, when the harpist was playing, the hand of God came upon Elijah.
所以今天你听什么音乐？
So what kind of music do you listen to today?
什么灵就会降下给你。
And what kind of music you listen to, and what kind of spirit will come upon you?
常常听圣乐，神的音乐，神的圣灵就会帮助充满我们。
If you often listen to hymns, then the spirit of the Lord will often be filled within you.
第二点。
Second point.
那怎么做呢？第十六节啊。
What do you need to do? Verse 16. And then he said, "This is what the Lord says: Make this valley full of ditches."
以利沙就叫他们说，在这个谷中啊，要挖很多沟啊。
So here Elijah tells them that you must make this valley full of ditches.
这个图画，一个相片，这是一个山谷的相片啊。
And this is a picture of a valley.
在山谷的底下一条河啊。
And there is a river that is on the bottom of this valley.
但是当时的山谷呢，底下是很干的，是没有河的。
But actually at that time, there is no river at the bottom of the valley. It was very dry.
所以以利沙就叫他们说要赶快挖，把它挖满这个壕沟在那边。
So at that time, Elijah said, "You must make ditches."
这个代表什么？
What does this mean?
第一，要考验他们的信心。
This is to test your faith.
他们渴得要死啊。
They're so thirsty.
热得要死啊。
They're so hot.
要的是水啊。
What they want was water.
最不想要的就是劳动啊。
What don't they want the most is to toil and labor.
但先知说你去挖。
But here the prophet tells you, go dig the ditches.
这个是考验。
Indeed, this is a test.
我那么辛苦，我那么累，你还叫我喝？叫我挖？
I'm so tired and I'm so thirsty, and you ask me to go dig ditches.
这个听起来是很愚昧的一个方法。
This sounds as if it's something that's very foolish.
我们看哥林多前书第二章。
Listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章二十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
第一章，对不起啊，第一章二十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 21.
一章二十一节到二十五节。
Verse 21 to 25. For since in the wisdom of God the world through its wisdom did not know Him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. 22. Jews demand miraculous signs, and the Greeks look for wisdom. 23. But we preach crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. 24. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. 25. For the foolishness of God is wiser than a man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than a man's strength.
保罗跟哥林多教会的人讲。
Here Paul tells the people of the church of Corinth.
世界人以为自己很聪明。
The people of the world think that they are very wise.
但是神特别要用人看成为很愚蠢的方法来救人。
But here God wants to use the most foolish way to preach, to let what is seen as very foolish in the eyes of men to save them.
就是十字架。
And that is through crucifixion.
谁会想到十字架那么残酷的、那么羞耻的代表会是救恩的代表呢？
Who knew this cross that represents crucifixion that is so shameful and so cruel can represent salvation of the Lord?
当时谁会想到在这边挖沟之后就有水呢？
It's just like at that time, who would think of that if you dig ditches here, you will receive water?
用理智是想不通的。
And with your common sense, you're not able to come up with any answer for this.
用聪明也是猜不到的。
And use your wisdom, you will not be able to guess.
但是神不需要聪明的人。
But God does not need a person that is wise.
太聪明，往往都不能得救了。
Because oftentimes when you're too smart, you're not able to be saved.
自己以为太聪明，到最后都是落空的。
For ones that think that you're so smart and wise, in the end, you will have nothing.
天国不是需要那些小聪明的人啊。
In the kingdom of heaven, you don't need those people who are very wise.
神需要的就是顺服的人。
What God wants is a submissive person.
叫你怎么做，你就去怎么做。
He wants them to be submissive that if I tell you to do this, you will go ahead and do it.
叫你挖沟，你就去挖沟。
If I ask you to dig a ditch, you will go and dig the ditch.
叫你祷告念哈利路亚，你就念哈利路亚。
And I ask you to pray and say hallelujah, and you will pray.
哇，那些乖乖的念哈利路亚，他到最后得圣灵了。
And the ones that faithfully and continuously said hallelujah from beginning to end, they're the ones that receive the Holy Spirit.
不肯念 hallelujah， 然后说，哎，怎么可能？我要念我的那一大堆，到最后也求不到圣灵。
And they're ones that don't want to even say hallelujah, and they say, I want to say things of my own. They do not receive the Holy Spirit.
对啊，这个是一个动作啊，是考验一个人的信心啊。
So this is action of someone that it's to test someone's faith.
神叫我们去做，我们要去做啊。
That when God tells us to go and do something, we must go ahead and do it.
第二个教训呢？
The second teaching.
在这个谷当中啊，要挖沟啊，就代表要谦卑啊。
Is that it is to be humble when you're digging the ditch.
有句话叫水啊是往低流的。
There's something that tells us that water flows to the lower parts.
水不是往高流的。
Water will not flow upward.
水代表神的恩典。
Water represents the blessings of God.
神的恩典呢是要往那个最谦卑的心啊，最愿意接受神的恩典的人去的。
The blessing of the Lord will only flow to the ones who are most humble.
有一句另外一句成语叫虚怀若谷啊，就好像一个人很谦卑啊，谦卑到好像一个大的山谷啊，可以容得很多东西啊。
There's this Chinese saying that tells us that a person is so humble to a point that they're able to accept everything.
我们注意，神要等到他们挖满了沟了，在这个山谷满了沟之后，水才会出现。
Here we have to remember that once all the ditches are dug, then the water will appear.
你没有挖好，神不给水的。
That when if you have not finished digging all the ditches, you will not receive the water.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太第五章第三节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 3.
五章第三节。
Matthew 5 verse 3.
五章第三节。
Verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
啊, 虚心的人有福了。
Here it tells us, blessed are the poor in spirit.
天国是他们的。
For the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
你的心容得下天国吗?
Is your heart able to come to fulfill, to hold all of this kingdom of heaven within you?
如果没有挖空自己啊,
if you're not able to fill this, then you need to dig
充满了,
yourself.
充满了自我,
you need to dig out everything
充满了,
that is of yourself.
充满了自我的意见,
and you're full of the things of your own if you do
充满了罪,
not dig this out. You're full of sin.
里面的满了, 神给我们, 我们也承受不到,
everything is so full within you. Even when God wants to give you something, you cannot contain it.
如果我们今天信了主很久,
and if today we have believed in the Lord for a long time,
生命还体会不到神的恩典,
and we still are not able to experience this blessing of the Lord,
这个恩典不一定是物质的恩典,
and this blessing, we have to remember, not necessarily is a blessing of the materialistic things. It might be blessings of spirituality.
如果我们都还没有体会到的话,
if we have not yet experienced this,
可能我们在挖空自己的功夫还不够,
then it might be that the work of us digging the ditches within us have not, is not enough.
如果信了十年,
if you believe for 10 years,
还是十年前的我,
and you're still the same person 10 years ago,
信了20年,
20 years,
还是25年前的我,
you're still the same person 20 years ago,
信了50年,
you believe for 50 years,
还是50年前的我,
you're still the same person 50 years
神说你都满了,
ago.
我怎么给你天国啊?
And God will tell you, you're so full within you, how can I give you
你去挖吧,
the kingdom of heaven?
你去挖吧,
you need to go and dig.
你去改变你自己吧,
go and change yourself.
第三点,
third point,
在这个谷中挖沟啊，也是代表啊隐藏的属灵的灵修的功夫啊。
And when you're digging the ditches in the valley, it's to tell us, it's the way how we hide our spiritual.
山谷啊是最低的一个点。
It's the way how we hide our spirituality, because in the valley it is the lowest point.
啊，你在外面。 在高处是看不到下面的人在哪里的。
Because when you're up high, you're not able to see what the people in the lower parts are doing.
你再怎么样挖, 外面的人是看不到的。
No matter how deep you dig, you still can't see outside.
马可福音第一章,
Mark chapter
1, 35节。
Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Verse 35. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left his house, and went out to a solitary place where he prayed.
主耶稣为什么讲道那么有力啊?
Why is it that the Lord Jesus Christ preached with power?
为什么他可以影响那么多人?
Why is he able to influence so many people?
为什么他可以忍受别人不能忍受的苦?
Why is he able to withstand the hardships and the toils that others are not able to withstand?
为什么可以讲到别人不会讲的?
Why is he able to preach what others are not able to preach?
因为他在别人还在睡觉的时候,
because while others were all still sleeping,
天未亮的时候,
when the sun, when it was still dark outside,
他就去旷野,
he went to a solitary place,
跟神祷告,
where he prayed.
所以今天神要我们注意的是什么呢?
So today, what is it that God wants us to notify of ourselves?
神要我们注意的就是在众人看不到我们的时候, 我们是在做什么?
And that is, God wants us to be alert and to know that what do we do when others can't see us.
暗中的, 隐藏的, 灵修生活,
and that's spiritual cultivation of our hearts that we do that others can't see.
我们在家里是常常只有看电视跟上网呢, 还是做这个事情之前会打开圣经看一看?
At our homes, do we merely go online or watch TV all day long? Or do we do this? And before this, we would read the Bible.
我们会不会早晚开始一天之前跟睡觉之前 好好跪下来, 门关起来, 好好祷告一下?
Do we wake up in the morning or before we go to sleep, we close the door and to kneel down on our knees and pray for a good time?
那么神叫他们说, 你要挖沟啊。
And therefore God tells them here, you need to dig the ditches.
我觉得这个动作很好。
I think this action is very good.
祷告就是要挖沟。
Praying is like digging.
首先把自我挖出来, 刚刚讲过了。
First, you need to dig yourselves out.
把自己的罪挖出来。
To dig out your sins.
要很专心的。
You need to be very focused.
要很用功的。
You need to work really hard.
那我要挖了就很深入。
And you need to dig deep.
祷告当然不是说一定要绝对要几分钟才可以。
And of course, for prayer, it's not there's a specific time that you must pray for.
但是时间太短。
But if the time is too short,
根本都还没有进入状况就结束了。
And you haven't even dug deep into the prayer, and it's over.
还是挖不深啊。
And of course, it's not deep your prayer. Then.
你跟你朋友讲话。
When you're talking to your friend,
你有可能三分钟就进到很深的话题，很交心吗？
Is it possible after 3 minutes that you're able to talk of the deepest parts, the most hidden parts within our hearts to your friends?
不可能的。
Of course not.
前几天跟一个信徒啊去访问他。
And a few days ago, I went to for a visitation to see a member.
跟他去吃饭。
And we went for food with them.
吃了饭一个小时没有聊到什么。
And after the food, after an hour, we didn't even have a good conversation.
那我以为今天大概是吃饭而已了。
And I thought maybe that day is just we're just going for food.
他说不是，吃完饭还要去喝咖啡。
And he said, no, after we have dinner, we're going to go and have coffee.
哇，吃完还要去喝咖啡啊。
And I said, really? We're going to have coffee after dinner? I said,
okay.
So we went out for coffee.
就是喝了那一个小时的咖啡，他跟我分享到很多的见证。
It was that hour of coffee that I had shared. So him has shared so much with me.
可以讨论到一些有扎实的、有属灵生命的一些东西啊。
And indeed, it was then that we were able to talk about very fulfilling things of spirituality.
我每天的祷告，比如说跪下来就是啊，感谢主啊，带领我今天，感谢你，我睡觉了，就是说帮我睡得好一点。
And in our prayer at night, we don't pray that, thank the Lord for guiding me a safe day, and now I'm going to go to sleep. Please let me have a good sleep.
都还没有挖进去啊。
You haven't even started digging.
都结束了。
And it's already over.
所以说跟我们讲话。
Jesus Christ wants to talk to us.
挖一下子就收工了。
But you just dig a little, and then you say you're done work.
当然祷告就没有味道了，就越来越短了。
And of course, your prayer have not very... powerful because they're so short.
当你发觉你的祷告越来越短的时候，
when you find out that your prayer becomes shorter and shorter each day,
你的祷告已经变成一种形式了。
Then that is because your prayer has become merely something that's a routine.
不祷告有罪恶感。
And when you don't pray, you feel bad.
祷告久又跪不下去。
But when you pray for a long time, you're not able to kneel.
我们要把门关起来，要深入的。
We need to close our doors and go deep.
还有读经也是一样。
Same with reading the Bible.
为什么那么多信徒没有读经的习惯？
Why is it that so many believers and members that they don't have the habit of reading the Bible?
信徒喜欢吃泡面。
And for they like to eat instant noodles.
什么叫泡面？
What does instant noodle mean?
来，坐在这边，传道讲，你要听嘛。
It's like coming here and you just sit here and you listen to the preacher talk.
马上有，马上听到。
Immediately you listen to the truth.
不用头脑思考了。
You don't even need to think about it.
现在刚好电脑在这边，圣经都不用翻。
And it's even better. Now there's a Bible that's shown on the projector. You don't even need to flip your own Bible.
这个是很方便，但是这个营养是不够的。
This indeed is very useful and helpful for us, but it's not good.
你要自己回去挖这个宝藏啊。
Because this nutrition from this instant noodle is not enough. You need to go back and find the treasure yourself.
这个是一个属灵的宝藏。
And this Bible is a treasure.
你不去挖的话，
if you do not go deep and dig,
当然就没有什么了。
Of course you can't find anything.
但是你越挖，
But the deeper you dig,
哇，不得了，东西越来越多啊。
You'll find there's so much that's within.
啊，在英国啊，有一个农夫啊，在他的农庄里面发现一个罗马时代的金币啊。
And there was in England, there was a farmer. He found that in his farm, he was digging.
不得了，发现一个金币就代表着很多金币可能也在下面了，所以整个都挖透透了。
A gold coin from the Roman times, and one represents there might be many. So therefore, he dug the whole place.
你自己去读圣经。
And that when you read the Bible yourself,
自己去抄笔记。
And when you start to take notes from the Bible yourself,
不懂了，拿去问执事、问传道、问长老。
What you don't understand, you go and ask preachers and deacons.
啊，借教会的参考书去看。
You take back the reference books that's written by our church to go back and to see.
这是你自己的东西啊。
Because all of these, whatever you find, is yours.
你坐在这边听。
You're here, sitting here, listening.
我哪上个礼拜晚上讲什么道理记得吗？
Do you remember what I talked about last Friday service?
马上听完，马上不记得了。
Of course, right after you listen to it, you forget about it.
自己去挖的。
It's only when you dig yourself.
自己写笔记。
Only when you start to write the notes yourself. Only when you start Bible study yourself.
你五年、十年都会记得。
Five, 10 years, you will still remember.
所以，主耶稣啊，要我们在这个谷中挖沟啊。
And therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ wants us to dig the ditches in the valleys.
很可惜，今天我们常常忘记挖。
But today, indeed, it's a regret for us that we forget to.
没有挖都没有水了。
But we have to understand that if you don't dig, then there is no water.
但是因为他们有挖。
But it's because that they dug these ditches.
到最后啊，到献这个晚祭的时候，水就来了。
That at the time of the evening sacrifice,
二十节
the water came.
第二十节
verse 20.
列王记下第三章二十节
verse 20.2 Kings chapter 3 verse 20 The next morning about the time of offering of sacrifice there was water flowing from the direction of Edom and the land was filled with water.
你看水是什么时候来的?
What time did the water come?
早晨的时候来的。
It came in the morning.
早晨很重要。
It's very important morning.
早晨哦，没有花点时间祷告，回来晚上再祷告就很累了，祷告不下去了。
If you do not spare some time to pray in the morning, when you come back in the evening, it's very hard for you to pray.
早上精神的时候不读圣经啊，晚上睡觉之前去读圣经啊，读不进去了。
When you have the energy in the morning to pray, to read the Bible, and you don't, and in the end, at night when you come back, you don't have it anymore.
甘露啊，是清晨的时候来的。
And therefore, that's why the dews come in early in the morning.
这个水啊，也是献早晨祭的时候来的。
It's just like the water and during the morning sacrifice. This is where they found the water.
那么这个水是从哪里来的呢？
But where was the water from?
是从以东来的。
The water was from at Edom.
如果我们看第八节啊，可以知道啊，他们走这个以东旷野这条路啊，以东旷野是没有水的。
Here we can see from verse 8 that they chose the road of Edom, and that was the desert of Edom. There was no water.
现在从神来的水是从不可能的地方来到他们面前。
But here we can see this water that came from God. It was in a place that was not supposed to have any water.
所以在祷告可以把不可能变成可能。
And therefore, through prayer, you can change something that's not possible to possible.
所以我们要加强祷告的生活。
And therefore, we need to emphasize our prayer life.
加强读经的生活。
We need to emphasize our life of reading the Bible.
每个人在我们的深处，在谷中要挖沟。
And that in all of our valleys, we need to dig deep.
剩下的二十分钟，我们要来迫切祷告。
And now for the 20 minutes remaining, we're going to pray.
继续为 Brother Simon 祷告。
We will continue to pray for Brother Simon.
继续为圣何塞教会的张爱珍姐妹祷告。
We continue to pray for our sister 张爱珍 in San Jose Church.
那么也为明天的教会的安息日聚会来祷告。
We also pray for the Sabbath day that's coming tomorrow.
更为自己的灵性来祷告。
And especially pray for your own spirituality.
求主耶稣也帮助兴旺教会的圣工。
And also we pray that the Lord may make the church work prosperous.
请一起到前面来，我们请圣职人员帮助按手祷告。
As I'll proceed to the front, and we ask the ordained minister to pray, to lay hands on us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray in one accord.